This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
This is Deadly right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You always want to be part of the solution. You definitely don't want to be part of the problem. You want to be involved, engage, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, you know. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Hey, I got some emails from some of you. Let's straighten something. straighten something out here. Xander Gibb was a regular on the show on Fridays. Xander, as some of you know, lives in England. You know, he's got to put up with the Queen and stuff like that. Xander was in England, and you know the time difference. It's just crazy. So it was just it was hard on him, and you know for us to get the times together on heavy. So he was not thrown off the show. He was not asked not to be here anymore. I don't know where you guys get this stuff. He's sitting around telling stories about each other, about me. Ask me next time. I'll tell you what's going on. I have never hidden anything from you guys. So no, love Xander, love what he does, and just let's not get caught up in all that craziness. Okay, how's that? We'll start there with it. Anyway, hey, we've been talking about John MacArthur, one of the largest churches in Southern California. And he was bucking the system. He finally came. Now, he's not a political guy. Pastor of a very large church in Los Angeles County. He's just not a political guy. And he had had it. And he finally said, he finally openly said, hey, you know what? We don't bow to Caesar, we bow to Jesus. We do what Christ tells us to do. So he started opening his church up, or he did open his church up, and he's been threatened, or was threatened, by the mayor of Los Angeles, Governor Newsom. They were trying to figure out ways to shut him down. And of all places in the world, he goes to a judge in California, and the judge rules in his favor. So a California judge ruled that Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church can hold indoor church services and they can even sing songs. Oh, my God. It proves a point, Todd Starnes a while back wrote a book called Culture Jihad. We had him on the show. And it's also what I've been trying to tell you guys. As a group, right? As a group, if we get together corporately, we can make a difference. But we don't do that. We yell and scream from our keyboards and we think that's enough. No, if we get together, we can really make a big difference. An historic win, said Jenna Ellis, the church's attorney. She pointed out it was the first time a California court recognized a church is essential. Now, Los Angeles County was hoping the judge would slap the pastor with a temporary restraining order forcing him to cease holding indoor services. This is a huge vindication for Pastor John and the Board of Elders of Grace Community. They've simply asked for their right to worship, right, to be acknowledged, to be protected. They simply asked for their rights to exercise the First Amendment. This is why John MacArthur is so deeply loved and respected by his congregation. You know, he's a gracious and firm leader. His stand for church being essential has now been rightly validated, she said. We look forward to continuing to advocate on his behalf, she writes, asking the court to continue to protect the fundamental rights of churches. If he didn't go and fight it, there'd be nothing. Now, the full hearing on it, wasn't over yet. The full hearing on this is September 4th. All right? So, when he gets in there, I hope they slam those other guys with a mountain of evidence pointing to other organizations that are open, other places that are allowed to have people come and go. And let's see if these soulless, godless Dems in Sacramento and in other states will sit there and keep pushing for the churches to be closed down, for no worship. I didn't believe this at first, but now as I see it going on and I see where the attacks are and what they're allowing and what they're not allowing, this is an attack on moral values, on spiritual values. When you see the groups they're allowing to come together in Portland, Seattle, New York, and it isn't just on Christianity, although it isn't on Muslims, why is that? I'm not pounding on the Muslim community. Don't do that. But isn't it funny that in New York, right, that there's been threats to shut down churches, to lock doors? Okay? Same thing in the Jewish community. They actually sent people into a synagogue to pull the Jews out. I wonder if de Blasio's done that in the mosques. Because I've got pictures and I've got video of them praying. I know they pray a few times a day. I don't know a whole bunch about the Muslim religion in that light. Okay? I've seen where they shut down streets. Pictures of it. Not doctored pictures, real pictures. No masks on, and they weren't 6 feet apart. Why is that okay? They're trying to keep us apart. Keep the kids out of school. The amount of mental issues these children are going to have in a couple of years, maybe later, I don't know. It's sad. It's extremely sad. And it's not right. So, like John MacArthur, God bless the man for standing up for it and deciding to take the heat for it. Everybody's got to do it. You have to do it in your home, in your school, and in your work. Sonia Schmidt joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution. And I very much appreciate the time. But you know what? I really love to have this person on with me. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Kind of brightens up. Helps us kick off the weekend. I would say, you know, help us kick off the party. But I'm at that age where, yeah, the party ain't so hot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, party is being able to actually sit on the couch with my feet up and do nothing. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm in that age group, too. As long as I don't eat dairy, and I'm having
okay.
A party.
Thank you for that. That was great. Great.
You just make me sad in your opening segment, because you know how paranoid I am. And you said that people were writing in and wondering where Xander is. Does that mean that they hate me or what's going on?
Oh, here we. Why don't you lay down? We'll have a segment. You know what I'm saying?
I need to lie on a couch.
And how long have you hated your mother? Yeah.
So, I live in California. I'm paranoid. I get triggered. I need a safe space.
Well, actually, the funny thing about it was Xander was on the second hour. Okay, he was always on. You're on the first hour, but Xander was always on the second hour, and you know he's doing his own show, and he finally said to me, "Look, Joe, I love doing your show, but I'm just spent, and it's just really hard for me to do." And stupid me, I didn't do a goodbye show, which is what I should have done.
Uh-huh.
And so people thought I got mad at him and just kicked him off. No. You know, let me tell you what. Sonia knows. If I'm mad at you, someone, you'll know about it.
Italians are like black people. We do not hold back. We take glee in letting you know that we're mad at you. So, no, I get that.
No,
but
true.
I was like, why would they think that you would replace the gay guy with the black chick? So,
well, hey, you know, because I'm into identity politics, right? No, it is just so crazy with that. So, listen, it's great now to have an African American choice for VP, or actually, I'm being told now that what's his name, Don Lemon from CNN, he's saying now that he actually got irritated. He said she's not African American, and she's not. Better he say it than me, right? Because if I say it, I'm being a racist, bigoted, homophobic,
you
something
can't
or other.
Say
sure,
anything.
Right? Well, I can't. But anyway, it's just really interesting. Were you surprised by the choice?
No.
Really?
No. At my show last week that I did, I said it's going to be her, Susan Rice, and then I made a joke about Littlefoot, just because she's so much fun to make fun of. But, no, I knew she would be it for many reasons, and now that she has been named, I'm even more alarmed, because I think that the Democrat Party, which is now the Socialist Communist Party, has such nefarious plans for our country that Kamala can not only is in favor of, but has no problem with pushing forward, that our country is in big, big trouble. So, no, I'm not surprised. I think she's a very attractive candidate to the left because she's so nasty. And what is their affinity? Why do they love nasty women so much? I don't even understand that.
Well, who was that actress that she did that thing on the stage where I'm a nasty woman? Remember her?
Yeah, well, because Trump said told Hillary that she was being nasty after Hillary had been nasty so many times, and I don't know what took him so long. He called Hillary a nasty woman, and then that's when they adopted it. Yeah, I'm a nasty woman. But they don't know what we mean by that. I don't think that they see that nasty on a woman is not a good look. It's just not.
Well,
and
for them, it's strength, though, Sonia, isn't it, for the Democrat Party? I mean, if you're a nasty woman in the Democrat Party, you're a strong woman.
It's so misguided because everything that's natural is wrong to Democrats. If there's not two genders, men should not be with women. Men should be wearing skinny jeans and, you know, I mean, anything that women shouldn't want to have babies and stay home and nurture if that's their goal to do that or if that's their natural inclination to do that. So anything that's natural is turned on its head. And, for women, I don't think that that's the demeanor that works best for women and is, like I said, is a good look. But when you look at the Democrat Party, that's exactly who they all are. I mean, which is the most feminine woman who is strong but yet feminine on the left? Who? Hillary?
Michelle Obama?
The most hateful, angry. What was that thing that came out recently that she was depressed? This is the most.
No. She.
Depressed.
But she was pseudo depressed or depression light or something like that.
I had
a doctor on Monday night. She's like, wait a minute, you're either depressed or you're not. There's no such thing as like depression light, you know?
Oh my gosh, if I had her problems.
Of a $14 million home on the beach, yeah.
Yes. But they hate Trump so much, and this is what's, you know, on a good day, I can feel sorry for them. I can feel empathy or sympathy for them. But they hate Trump so much that it is seeping into their core, their being, their health. We've watched them for the past 4 years, how crazy they have gotten, how they've just been, their chains are yanked so easily by Trump. They hate him so much. And it's got to feel terrible to wake up every morning and be that hateful and plan for this man's demise and our country's demise as a result of it. So, yeah, you know, on one hand, I'm sympathetic, but on the other hand, I'm like, these people have to be defeated because they're kind of sick.
Kind of. So, you know, you touched on something. You went over to at a million miles an hour, but I think it's so true to at least bring some light to, and that's for decades, since I've been somewhat paying attention to what's going on, we have made it a sin or a bad thing or a sin against humanity if a woman wants to stay home and take care of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman wants to take care of her husband or her children,
mm-hmm.
This is like a bad thing because it means I've taken away your career. I've taken away your freedom to be an independent person. I haven't talked to a woman yet that I know. Well, I should say, I haven't talked to a woman that loves God yet that has said, you know what? I wouldn't give up my, you know, not motherhood, but I wouldn't give up my life for anything. I love my kids. I love my husband. I love what I do at home, kind of thing. We don't want, do you know of any male that has two brain cells to rub together that is only looking to lock his wife at home? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. What's interesting about working, I have so much to say about what you just said. I'm hoping I can keep it all in order. But off the top of my head, I just remember working in Hollywood with these people who believed what you just said, yet their wives were stay-at-home wives, mothers.
Well, we're going to hit. I want you to talk about that because a lot of people.
Okay, good. Because
yeah.
I love that topic.
All right. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Sonya Smith joins me. We're going to check out her show in a little bit when we come back. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What happened should never happen again. So he is pleading guilty. Terrible thing. Terrible thing. fact is they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
President Trump's reaction as former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering documents used to justify the spying on of one-time Trump advisor Carter Page. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is outlining a five-part plan to limit looting similar to what happened earlier this week.
The challenge that we face goes beyond just broken windows and stolen property. What was damaged was the faith and confidence of our residents and businesses in their city's ability to ensure basic protection.
The city plans to put more than 1,000 officers on the streets this weekend to keep the city safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, seriously, people, pay attention. And I don't mean that in a finger-waving way, but, you know, you're hearing all these comment people on the radio. I don't even want to call them commentators because they're whatever. They're just blathering sometimes, like I do at times. But anyway, but you really want to listen, you want to pay attention. And the reason I said, like, take notes, take some mental notes so that you're not constantly, you're bombarded with these Twitter topics. You're bombarded with things coming across your text and what you see on your screen. And some of you lock into that like it's a gospel truth. It's not. Pay attention to what's going on. You know, Tammy just came in and said that the left has switched what they're calling Harris. Now she's the first, you know, Asian American woman. I mean, now what? I think they slighted the black people at that point, right? So Sonya Smith joins me, host of the Sonya Smith Show. I don't know. You had it. You were right there. They had the brass ring right in front of you, and they yanked it away.
I'm so hurt.
I can tell.
I'm so disillusioned because I certainly need a vice president pick because of the color of her hand and her and what she's got between her netherland parts. Yeah. I mean,
thank you for that.
Oh my God, I didn't want to get you kicked out. But it's like we care, but they do. But then they took that away from the people who were there trying. Listen, they're worried about the black vote.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump is tapping into that. Yeah. And again, I was clean on that. So give me
points. That. Yeah.
But so now they took that away from their black possible vote. So what are they thinking? Everything that they're doing is a little odd. I mean, do they really think that the American people are going to side with them on all of this violence and destruction? And I don't get their game plan other than my conspiracy theories, but so I won't go into that. But I don't see how they think they're going to win on any of the things that they're doing.
And again, it's not just the black community, but there's other communities that have been in the Democrat world for eons. You look at what's going on out there, and the people taking the biggest brunt of this is the black community in these cities and what have you, where their stores are getting beat up, their stores are getting burned down, windows smashed, the whole nine yards. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to say it the way I said about the New Yorkers. If you vote these people back in, you deserve to have your window smashed.
I agree. And I don't think we should bail them out, their businesses, one iota, because you can guarantee those people we're siding with the very people who are doing this, you know, and the people who have to work, who are working, employed in those places, even though they crossed over into more affluent neighborhoods, but the people who work there were young minority people. And what is it they're saying? 80% of black people in the inner city are saying, not only do we want to keep the police, we want more of them. We want
now, who's
meaner,
out of touch?
We want a nastier. We want, no, I'm just, but you know what? Yeah, the only thing that's going to prevent the black community from having so much contact with the police is prosperity, which is what Trump was offering. So once your neighborhoods become prosperous, then businesses want to come in, people want to take care of their surroundings, and there's not as much interaction that's possible with the police department. I came from the inner city. I came from Watts in Los Angeles. And, boy, you know, when you cross a certain line, you're going to get a lot more police intervention. But you know why? Because there was a lot more crime and because there was a lot more poverty.
Yep.
So, and I don't think poverty elicits crime, but I do think you have a higher possibility of it if there's poverty. Yes, sir.
Now, let's go back to where we left during the break, which was, you know, the way people's perception of what the Republicans, Christians, whatever, that, you know, we want women, you know, barefoot, pregnant, at home, never leave the house kind of thing. And number two is how the left has browbeat women into believing that if you just, and you know, if you want to be a homemaker, if you want to stay at home, if you want to run the house like a Proverbs woman, you know, Old Testament, if you want to run the house, take care of your kids, love on your kids, take care of your husband, it makes you a bad person.
Yeah, but the left is very good. You got to give it to them on messaging.
Yes,
they're really, really good at that. I interviewed a woman on my show this week, and she voted Democrat in college because she was told that if she voted for George Bush, it would make her a racist. And she was not a racist, but she bought it. So the left is very good at making you believe a lie and an unnatural lie. And God created... I'm not saying every woman has to want to be a mother and stay home and do that. I'm a cookie baking mom and grandma, and I that's who I am.
I don't believe
I own it. I love it.
You never sent me any of the cookies, so
I did not. I did not. Tammy told me not to.
All right.
But you know what? And this is in my book. If you go to my website, Sonya Schmidt. Show.com, you can sign up for an order for my book. And I talk about this. When I went to college, was the height of the women's movement. And they were looking for black females to join their cause. So I went to the Women's Center, because, you know, all colleges had them at the time. So I go to the Women's Center, and they were disappointed because I wasn't a lesbian. I'm like, well, y'all didn't put that in the flyer, you know, I certainly. So, but I listened to what these women wanted, and they were angry white women who were upset because men would open the door for them. Or they had to stay at home and raise children. And I'm like, I come from generations past of black women who would love, we would die to have those opportunities. We don't get our doors open. We are expected to do everything ourselves. We are the matriarchs of our family. I wasn't on their page and they kicked me out of the club. But we, you know what, it's just a different, that women feminist movement is something that's really not with what God says we're supposed to be. And where I thought that they were going to help me as a woman. How do I get those things that they were actually complaining about? They wanted to work a job that a man would work. Men work jobs that are lethal, they're dangerous, they're long consuming, they're, you know. I don't want to do that. And then if I tell you how many, so I opted for motherhood. And if I had a dime for every time a liberal woman looked at me and said, "Oh, you're just a mother," with disappointment in her eyes, I would be rich to this day.
I'm surprised you didn't scratch anybody's eyeballs out at that point. You know, I mean, seriously.
No, it was when I was observing.
A mother.
I didn't know the difference between liberal. And in fact, I was married to a liberal at that time, and I didn't know what I was like, there's something wrong with him. But But I couldn't really, I was observing at the time, and I was going, what are these people? Who are these people? And I think it was just starting to put into my head why, I don't know who they are, but I don't like them. And then when I got into Hollywood many years later, because I was a stay-at-home mom, even though I was a welfare mom, it was the only way I could afford it. I had a high school education. So many years later, after my kids got older and I taught myself how to write television, I got into television with Hollywood liberals. And I still didn't know what I was, but I knew I wasn't them.
No, and the funny thing about it was, you know, here's a group of people. Now, we've been through this before, but I want to do it again because people don't get this. Here's a group of people to consistently talk about equality. They consistently talk about how the black community gets screwed by the Republicans. All the women, you know, the whole thing. And we come to find out, and I'll be clean about it, it is their side that is screwing the women. It's their side that is screwing the kids and the black community and the inner city and what have you. And they do it with such a self-righteous smile on their face, don't
they? That's the beauty of it, is they're so self-righteous. And oftentimes I ask myself the question, are they aware, or is this just play acting? But I come to the same conclusion more and more recently, is that it doesn't matter. They are doing damage, and projection is really interesting. You know, I started to notice this maybe 10, 11 years ago with the left, is that they will accuse you of the very thing that they do.
Amen.
And in fact, I asked a therapist about that. I said, is it possible to have projection en masse? I know one person can do it to another person, but can a group do that en masse? And he said, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch very carefully what the left does, everything that they accuse the right of doing, you can guarantee that that's what exactly what they're doing. And they do it with such arrogance and feeling good about themselves. And then there's those like my relatives who I call useful idiots. They don't research, they don't know, they're not deep divers. And they actually believe everything that you're hearing from Don Lemon and other people. And they don't go, well, gee, that kind of doesn't make common sense. Maybe I should look into this a little bit more.
All right, we're going to talk more about this at the side of the break. And Joe Bassini, your host, Sonya Schmidt, going nowhere. She'll be with us when we come back.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You want to talk about a mix of culture? Oh, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You remember the old days when Steven Tyler was as fat as a pencil, right? And he had that long, scarfy thing on. That was a woman's scarf, by the way. There's no way a guy's going to wear that thing. And then he had them big lips. If he stuck his head out the window, he would have slapped himself to death. I think they took up his whole face or something like that. And then you have the big, rough, tough black rappers. Both of, just, I roll around when I hear that. I just think it's so funny. Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, was that racist to me, Sonia? Or
yes. And the lips thing, that was, I don't know if we ever thought about it, but that was racial appropriation, misappropriations on his part to have a full set of lips like that. What was he thinking? And it triggers me. Right now, I'm triggered.
I can tell you're very upset. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Listen, so I know I've played this clip a couple times already, but it's going to be one of those classics. Okay, and I always say this stuff, and then you guys write me nasty grins, but I don't know. You can't see her, but Sonia is a woman.
Wait. They can't see me. I did not put on makeup and do my hair.
No, if you're listening on the regular radio, they can't see you. But Sonia is a wonderful, vibrant, pretty American woman who happens to be black, okay? And that's the way I'm putting it. It's not the way she put it. And when these people at BLM or any one of those places, when they talk like this, I think it's an insult. It's a slap in the face of the black community as a whole. And I just don't get it. I do not understand why the left loves you people. So take a listen, Sonia, and I'll give you a second to get up off the floor after you hear what she has to say. Because apparently you're due reparations, and you and I are taking a ride to Nike tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
And somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take, take it because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Get off the couch and go to work and your people will get... I don't even know who your people are. Sonia, comments.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point. What people exactly is she talking about that can't get food and clothes in this country? Because if you work, you can get food and clothes. And if you don't work, you can get food and clothes. I happen to have been a welfare mom at a really low point in my life. And I was never without, I never had to walk around hungry and butt naked. So I don't know who she's talking about. This is an example of how deeply these kids are rooted in entitlement and victimization theories. And this girl sounds very arrogant. She thinks she knows what she's talking about.
The look in her face is very authoritative. Yeah. Yeah.
I can hear it in her voice. The sad thing is she's making 10 other black people or women or I don't know who she's speaking to believe that crap. And then they'll run out and loot these stores. How dare her? You know, it's always the people who've never run a business or never done anything who are criticizing others who do. Do people really know what it takes to run a store, to start a business, to pay insurance? No, because they haven't done it.
No.
Nor will they do it anytime soon. So she thinks because they have, like insurance just falls out the air and, and lands on Gucci, that they deserve to pick it up because that pie, that Gucci store is stealing their opportunity. They know so little about how the world works.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating, but what's scary to me is that after this election, they've primed and pumped a lot of young people to feel this way, and I think that the violence is going to escalate.
I agree.
That's just my... Yeah, okay, good.
No, I agree with you. I think you're exactly right. They've got these kids brainwashed into believing that they walk around with these T-shirts with Che Guevara on them, and they think that's a true rebellion. He was a true revolutionary, right? He wasn't a true revolutionary. I mean, no way, no how. And they think that's what they're doing here. So, let me see, a true revolutionary wants to tear down stores. I mean, stores that won't open again. And I loved it in Baltimore where they burnt down the CVS and then the mayor was begging CVS to come back. Why?
Why? Why would any business start there? And I know in my old community we used to be really angry because Asians were the only people who would open up. And basically there were liquor stores in our neighborhood. But they were willing to take the heat. And who wants to open up a business where you might get shot, where you are going to get robbed, where the likelihood of all those things is going to happen? You know, I have to tell you a story about my, I always talk about my liberal family. My liberal family, I always did everything for the holidays. Being the conservative that I am, I produce everything, the food, the location, the everything for the holiday dinners. My liberal family show up with salad. Because they're the liberals and they're vegans. And they got the biggest people in the family. But they gonna bring the salad. So, but the son, you know, the children are wearing Che Guevara T-shirts. And I'm like, you know what? It's bad enough that y'all show up with nothing and eat up everything with your big behinds. But on top of everything else, you're going to wear a... And that shows you how untouched. They don't even know why that's an insult to me.
No, they don't.
They don't even understand why Che would have strung them up first.
Right.
They're creative. They believe in gay, you know, this gay LGBT, you know, whatever. They'd have been the first to go under a Che Guevara administration or whatever you want to call that regime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the first time one of these little punks turned around and said, well, I got rights, Shane would have said, yeah, right there in the noose. That's your rights. We're going to take
exactly.
over there right now.
There's your rights. But they're so stupid. Ignorance is, talk about, what do they call it, privilege, white privilege. You know what's bigger than white privilege is ignorance privilege, if that's a term. It must be really wonderful to be that stupid.
My dad used to say, you have to be nice to him because he's stupid and he just doesn't know he is.
You know what? That's a great saying.
Yeah. You can't get mad at him. He's stupid. And he doesn't know he's stupid. So how do you get mad at him? I'm going,
and then there's ignorance is bliss. That's another way of saying it. Ignorance is bliss. Unfortunately, we on the right are more informed. We do care about the way of the country, the way that we're going in this country. And we understand things like the Constitution, freedom, liberty, and woe be to us.
You and I understand the Constitution. Many people want to take a few minutes to understand the Constitution, but many people don't, and they don't even want to take the time to learn it because I don't think they realize how serious this is.
Joe, I'm going to say something to you only because nobody's listening right now.
Yeah, no. I got 16 listeners. You make 17 if you're actually listening. But go ahead.
I have never read the Constitution. I understand the principles of the Constitution, and it makes common sense.
Right.
So I'll be honest with you. Do I know? No, I don't. But I do get what it means, what it stands for, what it's about, and how it saves all of our lives, and how it's the best thing that was ever written for us. And no place else in the world do we have something like this. But I also understand how it's not guaranteed that we're going to hold on to this. There have been other great societies that have fallen, and there are times when I look at us and go, you know what, this ain't guaranteed, and God did bless America, but we have freedom of choice.
And you've got to engage and get it. Well, look, but you do know the basics. You do know about the
freedom
of religion, expression, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm from the public school. I hate reading. If the Constitution had pictures in it or it was a video,
it'd be good,
I'm
right?
cool with it. But to be honest, no, I just happen to be a girl that loves America. I always have from the time I was a child. And I get the principles.
You don't have to lie on my show. How could you love America? You're a black woman. We have oppressed you. We have kept you down. Joe Biden says we're going to put you all back in chains. And he uses the whole cadence and everything, so it's real. It must be true.
It's so insulting. It's so insulting. But for me, and I'll be honest with you, I was naturally this way as a child. I don't know if you remember this, but at Disneyland there was an attraction called America the Beautiful, and it was called Circle Vision. So they had a screen that was in a circle.
Monsanto.
Yes.
Right? The Monsanto screens.
Well, the Monsanto actually, yes, but they went on to do another thing where they would go inside your body later on in the 70s.
Yeah,
but in the beginning, when I was a kid, it was just showing you would fly over different wonderful landscapes of America. Yep. You would go really close to the Statue of Liberty. And then when you look behind you, you could see Ellis Island. And I was this young, but I was 7-8 years old black kid, and I'd be crying. I'd have to hide my eyes because I was like, I don't know why this is touching me. I don't know why I care about this, but I do. So I was an anomaly. How do you say it?
Yeah.
I was a weirdo.
I can't spell it, so I'm not even going to try.
I was a weirdo from Jump Street, and my parents took us on road trips every year during the summer, so I would actually see all those places in person. The Grand Canyon, the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, all these things. My parents would do road trips throughout the summer in the 60s, when half the time we weren't even allowed to go into the hotels or the motels.
Wow.
So then my father would seamlessly take us to a national park. So I spent many years of my life at Yellowstone, at wonderful. So I love America. What can I say?
No, but all right, real quick, tell people where to get your show.
The Range Broadcasting.
All right.
Go on demand to Sonia's page and watch all of my archives.
Another great person joining the show in the next hour. Evan Sayet joins us. Evan and Sonia have worked together. That's right.
Cheating on me.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Your host, Sonia. God bless. Thanks for being with us.